Testing 1-3, testing. Thomas Stephen K. Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Jackie Hall, H-A-L-L. The date of this report is 6/15/2026. Her address is 3643 Oak Ravine, R-A-V-I-N-E, Oroville, California, 95965. Phone is 530-532-6386. Current medications, Keppra 500 milligrams, number 120, 1-PO-BID. The next medication is donepezil, hydrochloride 10 milligrams. Number 90 tablets, 1-POTID. Next medication is acyclovir, 100 milligram tablets. Number 35. Next medication is memantine, hydrochloride 5 milligram tablets. Tablets, 1-PO daily. Next medication is atenolol, 25 milligram tablets. Number 90. 1-PO daily. Next medication is atorvastatin, 10 milligram tablets. Number 90, 1 tablet PO daily. Next medication is donepezil, 10 milligram oral tablets. Number 90, 1 tablet at bedtime. Next medication is Keppra, 750 milligram oral tablets. One tablet POBID. Next medication is L-methylfolate, 15 milligram oral tablets. I'd say oral capsules. 1 tablet PO daily, number 30. 11 refills. Next medication is memantine, 5 milligram oral tablets. 1 tablet by mouth twice daily. Next medication is Keppra oral tablets, 750 milligrams. 1 tablet POBID. Next medication is L-methylfolate, oral tablets, 15 milligrams, 1 tablet POBID. Next medication is memantine, 5 milligrams. Number 61 POBID. Next medication is Capra extended release, 500 milligrams Q 24 hours, 2 tablets PO. AM. Next medication is armodafinil, 200 milligram oral tablets. 1 tablet by mouth once daily. Next medication is that's the end of the medications. A paragraph. This is dated 4/21/2026. Jackie Hall was seen today. She obtains her medications at Costco through her WellCare pharmacy plan. She's currently treated for epilepsy with findings of early dementia. She was last seen in December of 2024, while under the care of Dr. Singh. She was seen today accompanied by her husband. Having completed an advanced amyloid PET CT imaging, brain imaging study for dementia evaluation. She also completed the mini mental status examination with a score of 21/30, findings of reduced attention and calculation, reduced recall, period. She completed the ACAP, all capitals, ADD, 8 dementia screening interview, reporting increased difficulties problematically with judgment, comma, reduced energy, comma, multiple repetitions, comma, trouble learning to use tools, comma, forgetfulness, comma, trouble handling complicated financial affairs, comma, daily problems with thinking and memory, with a total score of 7/8. New paragraph, the brain amyloid PET CT imaging study completed at the Northern California PET Imaging Center in Sacramento on October 10, 2020, was abnormal showing considerable tracer activity, uptake in the gray matter with poor contrast between the gray and white matter involving the entire cerebral cortices. New paragraph, the previous high-resolution, non-contrast, neuroquantitative 3D imaging study accomplished in 2021 showed asymmetric atrophy of the temporal-occipital cortical region with mild periventricular white matter disease and microvascular ischemic changes in the otherwise normal occurring setting. New paragraph, subparagraph, these findings are entirely consistent with the development of progressive Alzheimer's disorder. New paragraph, we have referred her for evaluation and treatment with Leqembi, L-E-Q-U-I-M-B-I, initiation of therapy, following the abnormal laboratory findings of 3 positive biomarkers for amyloid-related disease. She was identified to have findings consistent with an underlying frontotemporal seizure disorder. With addition of Keppra to her regimen, which has improved her cognitive function. Her CPAP therapy has been continued through NorCal respiratory therapy. She will be referred to Enloe Home Health for respiratory therapy with the results of her testing. Following our extended discussion today, and following her findings of cognitive impairment and the positive findings of the amyloid PET CT imaging study, she will be referred to the therapy program in Roseville, where she will be initiated in Leqembi therapy, and we will see her for follow-up.